You don't have to know a lot about visual art to enjoy it, some say. Just take a look and draw your own conclusions. But what if you can't see? Is this entire category of human expression off limits? For the last 25 years, museums around the country have found ways to help their visually impaired visitors experience their collections. WFIU's Yael Cassander takes a look at how the blind see art.
It started as a party trick.
We were at a Christmas party last year. One of the games was you take a piece of paper and you put it on top of your head, and you were to draw a Christmas tree. Okay, now put the ornaments on the Christmas tree.
A tricky proposition. But how much trickier would it be if you not only couldn't see what you were drawing, but had never seen a Christmas tree?
I tried to imagine the branches of the tree from what I could feel of a Christmas tree.
Christmas trees are not the only trees Bloomington resident Michelle Philippone hasn't seen.
I have no vision whatsoever. Was born blind. My mother had rubella, and she didn't realize she had it. So
Michelle has a special perspective on visual representation and its conventions.
For example, okay, like a Christmas tree cookie cutter looks 10 times different than an actual Christmas tree. I mean, if you go to a store and you buy a set of cookie cutters, take a look at that Christmas tree cookie cutter. Is that a tree?
Do you recall I said in the center also there is a tree?
Marion Pettingill is leading a low vision tour at the Indianapolis Museum of Art.
It's a large sycamore. It's unruly. It has huge branches and lots of leaves off to the left and the right. And then sticking straight up through the center are some
Marion is describing The Rainbow, a landscape painting from 1878 by the American artist George Innes. Several visually impaired visitors are seated in folding stools in front of the painting.
The goal is for them to experience it themselves rather than my giving a typical lecture at a museum.
The descriptions need to be based on what is tangible.
Elizabeth Axel is the founder and president of Art Beyond Sight, which partners with the IMA, among many other museums around the country, to serve visually impaired visitors.
So, for instance, for a congenitally blind person, a concept of light and dark or shadow could be described as the stream coming from a shower.
In other words, an analogy to something a visually impaired person can experience through another sense.
I try to imagine in my head, okay, the tree feels this way. Okay, I can feel the needles beneath my fingers. If I dig far enough in, I can feel the actual branch.
If you put your hands really on against it, you'll feel indentations between the rope. And this is
the tour Marion is leading at the IMA involves touching several sculptures.
Part of the ropes were just sort of like how expected, kind of flat, but then some of them sort of like jutted out.
Mary Storrs was one of the visitors touching Orly Genger's sculpture, Len.
Feeling it, it wasn't really symmetrical. Like I kind of had this idea, maybe it should be, I don't know.
To me, that kind of visual analogy she created in her mind.
Elizabeth Axel wasn't on the tour with Mary, but understands the process. The low-vision tour materials Art Beyond Sight has developed incorporate the findings of cognitive scientists.
The ability to see in your mind's eye is something that we're all hardwired to do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, when they say, well, what do you mean you see?
That's Michelle, the one who had us reconsidering cookie cutters.
Even though we don't see art the same way you do through your eyes, we do see it.
Whether it's a person who's blind and visually impaired or who's sighted, looking at the stuff of human experience, it's not just history that then comes to life. It's the spirit of our fellow man, the core of what was in their heart. And that's an experience that anyone can take part in.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. You may listen to related stories at the following link, wfiu.org/disabilities.